Any team that gets Epstein to rebuild their organization is in good hands. But there are multiple reasons why a club like Seattle doesn't make any sense. One of those reasons is Epstein has built two major market clubs into World Series winners. The Red Sox were a top five payroll and often top three under Epstein when they won in 04 and 07. And in Chicago, the clubs ranked, I believe they ranked 14, 18, and then 10 while he rebuilt the system. I believe that's the way it went. And then he ranked in the top five four times and ninth once, 2016 to 2020. And three times he pushed the tax threshold, twice going over it, including this past year. I think either this past year or in 2019, they were over $230 million, so well past the tax threshold. Seattle is not that kind of market. And while John Stanton is going to spending deep into the tax threshold range several times, it's just not in the cards, man. It's just not. Why do you think Stanton wasn't good with rebuilding the team right away? Because it would have taken eating a lot of dollars to do it. Again, Stanton is not Nintendo and Howard Lincoln, but he's also not, you know, the Steinbrenners. He's not with the Dodgers ownership. He's not out here to just blow dollars. He does want to be efficient. And you can hate that. You can hate that and still think that Stanton is a significantly better owner than was Nintendo and Howard Lincoln, because he is. And you can still hate that there are owners out there that won't just blow the doors and just go money, 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 money. I think there's a happy medium in there somewhere, but you can think both of those things. It's fine. But Seattle's just not that kind of market right now. Owners still like to use revenue and projected revenue to determine how much money they're going to spend on players. The Mariners just don't generate the kind of dollars annually to support pushing or even busting the tax number numerous times. Might they go up against it once or twice under DePoto if they're like on the brink of that elite team and getting to the world? Yes, because you know what? John Stanton does want to win. And I think I shared this with y'all, a month ago or so. John Stanton, and this comes third party, but John Stanton, look, John Stanton loves money. He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. And there's one thing he loves more than money, and that's winning. Winning a deal, winning a business deal, winning baseball. He is unique to the Seattle Mariners in that way. And he's somewhat unique to Major League Baseball in that way. We need to see the opportunity for him to actually, he and the other owners, to put their money where, you know, I don't want to say where their mouth is, but to show us with dollars. And I think they will. That doesn't mean they're going to go out and add $50 million to payroll this year, $100 million to payroll next year, and wake up in 2023 with $230 million on the books. That's not going to happen. It also doesn't need to happen. But the point is, Seattle's not the kind of market that Theo Epstein has had success with. Now, I'm not saying he can't have success in a market that isn't in the cards to be that aggressive with dollars. But what I am saying is he hasn't shown that he can do that. Can he rebuild a farm system? Yeah, he's done that. And the job they did in Chicago was pretty remarkable. Although, part of the reason why the Cubs are in the position they're in right now is because they couldn't sustain the success at developing players. I don't know what happened there. Jed Hoyer's still there, became the GM when Epstein went from GM to GM and VP to president. Jason McLeod is still there. So honestly, not sure exactly what happened. Haven't really dived into that too much. But it did stop, because that's why they're in the situation they're in. They they weren't able to continue to develop impact talent. Therefore, they had to go spend a ton of money.